Daily Dodge TV studio this morning. Our guest on Community Comment today, Washington County Executive Josh Schoeman. Josh, thank you so much for coming in today on Community Comment.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy Holy Week. Hope everyone's doing well.
Fantastic. Now, if you have a question for our guest here on Community Comment today, you can reach the program at the numbers changed on the screen.
Ooh.
So this is like talking shop. Nobody cares about this, but this is something I always find interesting. They moved where the phone numbers are on the screen, so I was looking at it. I couldn't find it, so I'm like, I don't have them memorized. So I was like, oh, I'm lost here. They're up at the top right if you're watching on Daily Dodge TV on our YouTube channel. You can call into the program at 920-885-4446, or you can call or text 920-887-9595 if you have a question for our guest here on Community Comment today, Washington County Executive Josh Schoeman here on our program. Want to dive right into our topics here because we do have a little bit of an accelerated time here to talk with our guest here. And the first one I want to hit on is a recent presentation about fire and EMS services there that took place between the fire chiefs there in the county and the chief elected officials. Essentially, the overall message that I got here before coming into the program today was that it was a very successful meeting. But Josh, I'll sort of let you set the stage for us here and sort of explain why this was necessary, what was discussed, and just kind of what are the next steps here following this meeting.
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's a really exciting initiative. I mean, everybody knows from all the picnics in the summer and the firemen's picnics and all the different parades that you go to, we're so proud of all of our volunteer firefighters, the work that they do, the selfless service that they provide to our communities. And they're really being strained over the last many years. The finances are strained. Expenses, you know, never seem to stop going up. And then the workforce issues, just like every other industry, they're having some real manpower issues. Lots of folks retiring from the workforce, they're also retiring from the volunteer fire service. And so it's putting a real strain on that important work that they do. And of course, chief elected officials, every town chairman, village board president, city mayor is responsible for funding those important services, but they're financially strained in many occasions, oftentimes only seeing a couple of percentage point increase in their annual spending budgets. At the same time, those fire and EMS folks are saying, hey, we need more. You know, inflation's a real challenge, and the need for workforce is a real challenge. So what we decided to do is you know, a successful model that we've seen in other things. We've talked about housing in the past. We've talked about our UW campus in the past. Putting together bringing together groups, and having them really try to tackle issues. And this one is an important one because it impacts every person who lives in Washington County. And unfortunately, it's not just Washington County. It's beyond our borders. All across the state, they're seeing these challenges. And so these two groups got together, which, you know, getting chief elected officials and fire chiefs in a room is kind of like cats and dogs living together. So we were pleased to be able to do it and really start to put together the beginning pieces through the work of a consultant that we engaged on how do we begin to resolve the dwindling numbers of manpower in our fire and EMS and the skyrocketing costs of providing those services. And so we're excited in the next few months to begin to roll out some solutions, including the county putting some skin in the game for the first time ever.
Yeah, and that's maybe a good segue here to launch off to the next question here is really what are the next steps look like here? And when you mentioned, you know, the county really, you know, being involved in this process, what does that look like?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Because it's unheard of.
Yeah,
for the most
yeah.
part, counties haven't been in this space. So you get to the more northern reaches of the state and you'll start to see some countywide ambulance services. But in the south and eastern part of the state, that really hasn't been how it has worked in the past. And so for us to engage fire chiefs, it is an important first step in and of itself. And to the credit of our fire chiefs, particularly Chief Tony Burghardt, who's in Hartford, I got to give him a particular shout out because they came to us and said, look, we know this is not sustainable long term. We need need the help of the county. You're the only one who's got the economies of scale and the reach across all of the county to bring people together. And that's what we've done. So next steps after the initial work, the first draft, if you will, of that consultant are being undertaken by the chiefs themselves. It was some real hard conversations in that first meeting, but they put together a subcommittee. And basically how I ended things was, look, here's the budget we've got to work with, fire chiefs. We want you to take these 15 or 20 different recommendations from this consultant and tell us what's workable within that budget framework. And then we're going to go back to do our homework with the chief electeds and say, okay, the county's willing to put some skin in the game, but how are we together going to coalesce, work together, and then be able to give our fire chiefs what they need to be able to deliver these really important public safety services?
Great. I'm sure as this process progresses here, a lot of eyes may be on Washington County and how they implement these recommendations and how they're able to solve some of these issues that other counties and other municipalities can maybe look at implementing themselves and hopefully fix the problems they're facing.
I think so. I really do think it's going to be a template. I think back to when I was a kid growing up, Tommy Thompson always put all these different blue ribbon commissions together. And, you know, some folks from time to time gave him a grief. But in the end, what was important was not only would the blue ribbon commissions come out with recommendations, the governor himself would be involved and then act on them. And that has been the recipe for success, or at least part of it, in Washington County. And I think it will be again here. I mean, at the end of the day, you look around Washington County and what is happening. Waukesha County and Ozaukee County, referendum after referendum after referendum, multi-million dollar increases. We've even seen some of that in Washington County, in Germantown and Richfield. And quite honestly, it's unsustainable. Asking taxpayers for massive increases is unsustainable enough. And then in these tough economic times, asking people to constantly raise their taxes just isn't going to work. So not to mention, you know, there's only so many firefighters and paramedics to go around. I mean, we're all fighting for the same individuals. I think us working together is the only solution. And no matter what political aisle you come from or what sector you're interested in, we all want to make sure when we pick up the phone and call 911, a paramedic, firefighter, police officer is coming and coming quickly.
With Washington County Executive Josh Oman here on Community Comment this morning, we have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Let's talk with Beaver Dam Unified School District Superintendent Mark DeStefano this Thursday at 11:10 a.m. as he updates us on the latest achievements in academics, activities, and athletics. Puts a spotlight on Wilson Elementary, provides key updates on district projects, budgets, and federal laws, and yes, it's hiring season in the district. Learn about opportunities. Tune in this Thursday at 11:10 a.m. for Let's Talk with BDUSD Superintendent Mark DeStefano on Daily Dodge TV and 95.3 WBEV.
Your local orthopedic experts at Prairie Ridge Health are dedicated to providing personalized care. Dr. Albert Caccini is fellowship trained in sports medicine and works with patients at any stage of life or athletic ability, all the way from the weekend warrior to the elite athlete. Now seeing patients in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie clinics, new patients are welcome. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails to a friendly get-together, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
You are listening to 95.3 WBEV. I'm Jake Hayes, and we are just about to keep rolling here with Community Comment. But first, want to mention it's brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. And it is the final day of their tax-free sale. Who loves to pay taxes? No one. That's why you should rush to McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Save big with their tax-free sale. That's right, McKinstry's Home Furnishings is paying the sales tax, so you don't have to. And the best part is everything is on sale, so you save twice. Save on sofas, reclining sofas, mattresses, and adjustable bases, area rugs, dining sets, and rockers and rocker recliners. Hurry, this sale ends Monday, April 14th. Save big on all name brand furnishings, including Simmons, Beautyrest, Lazy Boy, England, Howard Miller, Capel Area Rugs, and more. Delivery is free, financing is free, and the tax is free. Don't miss the tax-free sale going on now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Now, here is Kevin Haugen back with more Community Comment.
Well, thank you very much, Jake, and welcome back into our second, technically, segment of Community Comment, but really it's our last segment here of our program this morning. Our guest on the show is Washington County Executive Josh Showman. If you have a question for our guest, again, those phone numbers are 920-885-4446. Or you can text 920-887-9595 if you want to ask a question of our guest, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, here on Community Comment this morning. And Josh, last time we had the pleasure of speaking with you on Community Comment, one of the things I believe we highlighted in that show was efforts of the county to really get the word out about early voting opportunities for residents in Washington County. Really, there's a lot of publicity made, a lot of mailers sent out to get people to know, you know, the hours and times and dates that people can go in and get those votes out. And how did that effort go in Washington County?
It went outstanding. We were really pleased. We had about 12,000 more voters in April of 25 than we did in April of 23. So, you know, two Supreme Court races and a significant uptick. We were pushing 67% total voter turnout by the time everything was said and done, which is, you know, absolutely incredible. I mean, you're starting to approach midterm gubernatorial election type numbers there. So I think between all of the spending, the incessant spending that happened by the candidates and their surrogates, and then Washington County really driving the narrative on early voting and then, you know, informing people when those hours are. It's confusing. I mean, there's 20 municipalities across the county to try and figure out where yours is particularly. You know, we get people all the time who live in the town of West Bend who show up at City Hall in West Bend that we've got to point in the right direction. But, you know, to communicate that and give people just an opportunity, give them an extra opportunity to get out there and vote, it worked. And I wish other counties and other municipalities would do it. And I'm hopeful that they'll follow our lead in giving people more opportunity to vote.
Great. Now, I believe this is something that Washington County, you mentioned, Josh, that you guys hope to continue moving forward with other elections. Yeah. Hopefully I'm remembering correctly here that some funds were contributing to this as well that are going to be there as well moving forward to help at least get these mailers out and post online that people know when to vote.
Right. Good memory. You're right. That's exactly. So we had never budgeted for this before. Yeah, we thought we'd pilot it in November. Of course, presidential elections are always the most active. And it worked phenomenally well. I mean, we were pushing, I think, 97% of voter turnout, if I remember right. Maybe it was 95. It was obscene. It was really, really good. But then we thought, you know, let's try in April as well. We had some dollars left from that November. And again, it worked phenomenally. So, you know, we'll continue to fund that now. We have our biennial budget process just kind of getting kicked off now. The county board just approved our capital improvement plan, which is really the first step. So we'll incorporate that in the next biennial budget. My hope is that we'll see other counties do the same in their annual budget process. And I know for a fact, shout out to State Representative Scott Klug, who is doing some legislation in the State Assembly to try and do the same thing. So I'm hoping statewide you're able to see some parity. You know, right now in the city of Madison, the city of Milwaukee, some of the other larger cities in the state, they have long extended hours. You know, in some of those places, it starts 2 weeks ahead of time, and I think you have 10 or 11 days, and they're offering, you know, 12, 13, 14 hours a day, multiple locations, conveniently located everywhere, ballot drop boxes all over the place. You go to the northern towns in Washington County, and I'm sure here in Dodge County, maybe even in Columbia, you have to schedule an appointment with your clerk. That's the only way to vote early, or by mail. We should be able to have some consistency across the state. You know, there should be parity where no matter where you live, no matter who you are, where you're from, you have an just the same opportunity to vote. Whether you're in the, you know, the town of Fox Lake or you're in the city of Milwaukee, it shouldn't make any difference. Yeah. And we're trying to bridge that gap in Washington County. Hopefully every other town, village, city, county does that as well.
Fantastic. Now, is this something within the county that the clerk's office is heading up, or who's sort of in charge of this initiative to get all this information out there?
Well, I have a great partner in our county clerk, Ashley Reichert. Kudos to her. She's a fantastic county clerk. Most of these things were my idea, but none of it happens without teamwork, right? Yeah, the county board approving the dollars, our county clerk working with the local municipal clerks. And, you know, I'm sure here in Dodge County, certainly in Washington County, our clerks are fantastic. They've been great partners. Those extended hours don't happen without them. If they say no, it does not happen. So thank you to them for their efforts. I think our point here is we need to have elections that people can be confident in, whether it's early opportunities to vote in person or whether it's, you know, hand counts on the back end that we did in this past November and did 2 years prior in November of 22. We want to make sure people are confident and have every opportunity possible to vote. And then it's up to the candidates and the parties to figure out the rest of the stuff. But we have some great partners. I really feel blessed to be able to work with Ashley Reichert and our local municipal clerks.
Great. Fantastic. Our guests here again on Community Comment this morning, Washington County Executive Josh Showman. We just have a couple of more minutes left in our program this morning. Want to spend that time sort of highlighting a cool, unique tie-in to some collegiate sports success that happened here pretty recently. Josh, why don't you give a shout-out to some local athlete there in Washington County that has had some success here at the collegiate level.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you were fortunate enough to be able to watch the NCAA Women's College basketball tournament, you saw UConn doing some phenomenal things, winning a national title, and one of our daughters from Washington County, KK Arnold, was on that team. Had some pretty phenomenal plays in the fourth quarter, in particular that game. So we were excited for her. And you know, there's something in the water. We've got a number of Olympians. The rushers did really well in rowing over the last several Olympics, and Jordan Stoltz, many of you have probably read about. He's racked up the success in speed skating. You'll see him in the Olympics this winter. My son Cale is a 3-time national champ in track and Division III up at lacrosse. So something's going right. And we were talking about Zach Showalter in the day for the Badgers. So lots of fun, but super excited for KK and the UConn women, the fantastic job they did winning that national title.
That's awesome. Again, it's a good shout out too for all the coaches of these high school sports. A lot of times they're people who are teachers and have other jobs that they're donating their time and efforts to work with these kids and coach them and work alongside them and get them to where point they want to be in their sports careers.
That's exactly. The families put in so much time. Our communities put so many resources, everybody volunteering their time, money, everything to make it happen. And then to see these kids work so hard and get that success. It's a lot of fun, something to be proud of for sure.
Absolutely. Again, congratulations to KK Arnold, who won the national championship there with UConn for the women's college basketball here finals about a week and a half ago. That took place.
So, a short
amount of time ago. So congratulations again to her. But want to thank our guests here on Community Comment for stopping by our studio this morning and chatting with us. Again, our guest is Washington County Executive Josh Showman here on Community Comment. Josh, thank you again so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Blessed Easter to everybody, and we'll see you next month.
Fantastic. And that will do it for today's Community Comment.